The Texas Department of State Health Services says a woman in Brownsville who is not pregnant and has not been out of the country has been diagnosed with the Zika virus. Spokesman Chris Van Dusen says when she fell ill, her doctor ran a test.
It does not appear that this case would have been sexually transmitted, which is possible with Zika, and the patient reports not having traveled outside the state recently, so that leads us to believe that it was most likely transmitted by a mosquito inside Texas.
Already, state and Cameron County health officials are putting a plan into action, visiting a 6 to 8 block area around the woman's house and warning people about the threat. Van Dusen says the idea is to stop any further spread of the virus, which can lead to physical deformities in the unborn children of infected pregnant women.
Well, Cameron County, along with our support, are going to start going door-to-door in the neighborhood where this patient lives. They'll also be offering urine testing to people in the neighborhood so we can try to get a handle on whether there may be other infections out there.
The appearance of the Zika virus in a mosquito in Texas did not come as a surprise, since the temperate climate in the Rio Grande Valley and its proximity to Mexico make it a high-risk area. Zika has been found in mosquitoes in Mexico. All South Texans are being encouraged to continue mosquito abatement measures and wear repellent to lessen the risk. The State Health Department has been in contact with the Centers for Disease Control and Florida Health Departments. That state dealt with the first local cases in the continental U.S. this summer.
Yes, we've certainly learned from the Florida response and can take some of those lessons to bear.
The state health commissioner said he does not believe the virus will become widespread in Texas, but he says Texans in the southern part of the state should protect themselves from mosquito bites, even in the winter. Wendy Rigby, Texas Public Radio News.